Matt White's been good enough to join us to get us up and about the Commonwealth Games coverage again tonight. Support Team Aussie. Look for the green and gold kangaroo logo these Commonwealth Games. Catch SEN's coverage live tonight from 7 p.m. right across the SEN network. Matty, welcome back to you. Great to have you on.
G'day, Dwayne. We move into day seven, so the swimming program's done and we really start to ramp up at the athletics. It's been a very busy first week and the medals keep coming, mate, especially from the pool on the final day.
It's hard to sort of balance it up, so give me back in balance here if you can. There are medals we're expected to win, sports we're expected to dominate, and then other sports where someone does something, you know, out of the blue that is fantastic, but we don't even win a medal. So Rowan Browning's probably in that realm, isn't he? Makes the final of the 100, can't get on the podium, but still a pretty good effort.
Yeah, a pretty good effort. He wasn't really happy with his time, a 10-2 in the final. He did a 10-10 to get in there and looked really good in the heats to go through to that final. So he ends up sixth in the final. Since they changed it to the 100 metres back in 1970, Dwayne, Australia has not won the gold medal in the 100 metres sprint for men. So a missed opportunity. He was 6/100ths of a second off medalling. That was short of the bronze medal. So, look, a good effort in the final there against some red-hot competition, but Rowan Browning wants more. Had he gone faster than that, he would have been in the medal reckoning there, and he had gone faster in the heats. But overall, pretty strong start by our athletics team. Peter Boll looked amazing in the 800 metres. He had enough in the tank to back it off just at the very end there, but just looks like a confident runner, somebody who's just dramatically changed over the last 12 months in confidence, and he'll go into that final. I think it's tomorrow night he'll go into that 800 metres final. Certainly in with a shot of getting a medal.
I think I heard Bruce McAvaney quoted as saying he's the one they have to beat, which is a pretty big rap to give.
Yeah, absolutely. Macca and Tamsin Manu were really fired up about Pete's run in the 800, and we were watching it. We were covering that right here on SEN, and it just looked like a run of somebody who's in great form. So they know their stuff, Bruce and Tamsin, and they know that Peter Boll's on for this one. So let's hope that the run that he put in the heats can be replicated in the finals, and wouldn't that be a great story?
Absolutely. So Brandon Stark also silver in the high jump, the brother of?
Yeah, brother of Mitch. So silver in the high jump for Brandon, won gold in 2018. So tough competition for Brandon Stark there. He finished behind Hamish Kerr, the New Zealander. So just enough to get on to the silver medal position. But it was an interesting night in terms of medals, and especially at the pool. Overall, we won 17 medals on day six. So four of those were gold. Three came out of the pool. Evan O'Hanlon at the Athletics in the men's T37-38 para running the 100 metres won gold. We won six silver medals and seven bronze. So in terms of the medal output on day six, Dwayne, it was lower than normal and out of the pool as well. We ended up with three gold, three silver and three bronze from the pool. But I've just been doing the numbers, mate, out of our Dolphins swim squad. So competing across the first 6 days of competition, they always lead the way. And off the back of some amazing performances, especially from our female swimmers in the Dolphins side, they've ended up with 25 gold medals, 19 silver and 21 bronze. So they've ended up with 65 medals out of the first 6 days of the pool, which accounts for more than half of Australia's total and more than half of Australia's total of gold. So a stunning performance from our swimmers. On our coverage last night, James Magnusson said to me, and I agree with him, we have at the moment the strongest female representation for an Australian swim squad that we've ever had. And the good news about that is a lot of them are very young competitors who are just starting out. Molly O'Callaghan leaves these games with seven medals, five of those gold. She's 18 years of age. Kaylee McEwen's already tamed the world. She's only 20 or 21. She's got six medals out of this, four gold. And as we know, Emma McKeon leaves these ones with eight more medals, six gold, one silver and one bronze. Just extraordinary performances. And Ariane Titmus, of course, did it again in the 400 metres overnight to claim yet another gold medal. So wonderful performances, especially from our swimmers to get the ball rolling. And when you speak to the athletes, Dwayne, they do tell you that momentum means a lot. So the athletes that are waiting around for the track and field program to get going, our weightlifters, our squash players, they'll all sit there and say, we know what's going on, especially at the pool, and they get the gold rush They feel that momentum and they want to go out there and replicate it. Just a side note, one of the interesting things that hasn't really been pointed out, there are three, I think there's at least three different villages that they've been using
right.
across these games. So it's not like where you come back and there's 300 other athletes from all of the sports waiting around. They're sort of split off into different parts. When the Rugby Sevens team won gold, they got back to their village and they've been sharing with the lawn bowlers. And I went, how good's that? You get to come back and party with the guys who really know how to drink beer. And I was speaking to Demi Hayes yesterday and she said, she's the co-captain. She said, you know what? It was a bit of a bummer because they had to compete the next day. So they waited up for us, had a photo and then went to bed. Opportunity missed.
Hey, what have you got on tonight before I let you go?
Busy one, especially at the Athletics. There's a lot of stuff going on at the Athletics with plenty of Australians in action there across decathlon, 200 metres, high jump, 1,500 metres as well. The cycling hits the road for the individual time trial, so both men and women. Our netballers face a good one against Jamaica, the final pool match to determine whether we play England or New Zealand in the semis. The Aussie Diamonds have been extraordinary. They are unbeaten throughout this tournament. Boxing and diving as well, and beach volleyball, so plenty to keep us busy on day seven.
Looking forward to the coverage, Matt. Great to have you on again, and we'll talk tomorrow. Matt White, SEN Commonwealth Games host. Support Team Aussie. Look for the green and gold kangaroo logo at these Commonwealth Games. Catch SEN's coverage live from 7 p.m. right across the SEN network.